BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's podcast. We speak to actual Chris. Chris used to be on the show, remember? He's on his life-changing trip to Bali, but has the last week in Indonesia made him into a different person? Also, something new which could change the game for young farmers who want a date. And Dev, on Real or No Real, some amazing facts today which you can tell your mates down the pub later, including something about Rita Ora that you won't forget in a hurry. At the beginning of that, obviously you hear Red One, and then I only noticed this just now. You hear a little convict off of Akon. That's because it was co-written by him. Also, can someone please check on Lady Gaga? Because her Gaga, because her tweets at the moment are slightly UOK, hon. They're quite late at night, and they're, well, have a look for yourself. That is Lady Gaga off of 2009 and Just Dance.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So what are we thinking about this? This was originally produced as a bootleg of Bump and Grind, the classic by R. Kelly from 1993. Now, this bootleg was done in 2012, but now it's getting a full release. Over 2 million YouTube and SoundCloud views, so someone likes it. It's on the playlist on One Extra already. Thoughts, please, to 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. This is Ways and Odyssey versus R. Kelly, Bump and Grind 2014. It's happening.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes. Wow. That is Ways and Odyssey and R. Kelly, Bump and Grind 2014. Huge on One Extra already. And I want to know what you lot think about it. Joe and Lee driving back from Cornwall. Don't mess with the classics, mate. Jen from Hackney. This is ace. My body is telling me yes. What's not to love, says someone else. I think I'd rather deep fat fry my face. Matthew in South Wales. All right, strong. Remind me of summer and Ibiza last year. This goes off. Banging, says Danny from Newark. Ed in London, his ears are telling him no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tom and Bethan, thank you very much for your email. They've been on honeymoon, just married, and they've been in America. And they have let me know on email about a great service for young farmers. I will have this for you at 2:40. So if you're a young farmer, maybe you're single at the moment, something for you at 2:40 this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, Chris, he's normally on the show. He's on his first holiday far away. Far away from Ayanapa or Malia or Kavos. He's in actual Indonesia. And I'm calling Bali right now to speak to him. It's been a week. Oh. Oh, yeah, he's abroad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you all right?
God, I never thought I'd hear that ringtone when I rang your phone.
What, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds really weird. It sounds like there's a big delay.
Oh, delay when you phone someone. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's like you're in the next room. It's not. It's really rubbish. Delayed.
It's like, it feels like it's about 10 seconds after I talk that you answer.
It's like doing Eurovision. I'll call you back. We might get a better line. Hello. Okay, call you back.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
It's like every time I speak to my mum when I'm abroad, she's like, oh, it's really clear. It's like you're in the next room. Try again.
Hello.
Is this better?
I don't think so, no.
No.
Might just go with it.
Okay, let's just roll with it. I mean, you're on the other side of the world, you know?
You sound really different as well from this side of the world.
Yeah, you do as well. You sound more Manly.
Yeah, I well, that's been one of the changes in me.
Yeah, you sound way more chilled out as well.
Yeah, I'm totally zenned.
Yeah. Let me guess, is it just really different?
I don't know, because I feel very different. I'm certainly going to come back a very different person.
This is what I feared.
Saying that, I am sitting in my room at the moment watching The Godfather. So in that sense, I guess that's not an immediate change that I can say I've noticed, because I still like that film. I liked it before I went away. I enjoy it now. Things like pizza. I had a pizza today. Still like that.
Okay.
So it's one of the big things I was worried about with coming here would be, you know, I was very happy with who I was before. So I was worried that any change won't necessarily be good change.
Yes.
Any change could be potentially bad.
So you're not just eating Pan-Asian food?
Oh, absolutely not. Of course not. I haven't risked it at all.
Risked it?
Also, someone tweeted me with some travel advice, which was don't drink any local drinks around here, and don't use the ice.
I said that to you before you went.
Was it you? Okay. So I've done really well. So I've just stuck to Bintang. All I drink is Bintang.
Sure, yeah.
Having a Bintang now. So that's been sort of the way I've survived so far.
I've got a checklist here, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Number one, have you bought a T-shirt with the name of a local beer on?
No, but I know I'm definitely doing that. What I have got, though, right, here's the cultural thing in Indonesia. When they have a beer, they use one of these holders.
Yes.
Now, I was in a bar last night called Zappers, which at first glance I thought was called Zampers, which I thought was very funny because that's a term that one of my friends uses for boobs. Now, it wasn't actually called Zampers, it's called Zappers.
Yeah.
I've managed to get a couple of these, well, they're like beer holders, sort of acquired them from a pub last night, fell into my possession.
That's
but
cool.
They're great, they're the future.
Okay.
And it's great, and it's something I really want to bring back to England.
Oh, God, please don't.
It cools the beer. If you've got a bottle of beer, it just cools it. I don't know how, because it looks like it's made with the same material as your shoe. But I don't know, they put the bottles in there, and it's like a cultural thing here.
Zappers sounds like it could be on Croydon High Street.
It's a piano and live music bar and restaurant, and it was great. They had a band on, and they had three singers in there. And, yeah, it was great. Got right involved. It's all very different. Because everything's... I mean, there's all these shops with all these little statues and things. I mean, I've been looking out for things to get you. I found this this male... What I can only assume is a male fertility symbol. And it was a wooden dong. And it did make me think of you. So
thank you.
I was going to get you that. but I'm undecided, because one of the big problems I have out here is the stress in haggling. Now, haggling is the thing you do out here to try and drive the prices down.
That's right, yeah.
But I give haggling a go, and it is tricky, because I think, you know, you're willing to pay a certain amount, then you feel the need to haggle. You're told you've got to haggle, right? So I start haggling. So let's say the thing costs 50. They'll say 50. So then you've got to go ridiculously low, knowing that you're going to meet in the middle. So I go, right, I'll give you 10. And then they'll say, you know, give you 30 and stuff like that. Now, what happens is I always feel really guilty about the haggle, that I always then pay what they asked for originally, if not more. I've had a couple of massages out here, and I've actually ended up spending more than the original amount they quoted.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's because you probably got the extra bit, though, did you?
I've avoided that so far, and I have to admit, I did kind of expect it to happen. There's one massage I had in particular, but I think I would rather write down what happened so I don't do it a misjustice. And also, it might just be good to check that it was all above board.
Okay.
But I'll explain that one when I'm back.
All right, that's good.
But needless to say, it's really thorough out here.
It is.
Different to back home.
I'm really enjoying this, actually. There's quite a lot to get through, though. So I'm going to play a song because we're up on a music station. And then is it all right to come back and get a few more details?
Yeah, if you want.
It's all right. I'm paying the bill. It's all fine.
No, it costs to receive here, doesn't it?
Oh, does it? That is one. Okay, I'll speak to you in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris is on his holiday in Bali. Just called in for an update. He's back here next Monday at Radio 1. Have you done any yoga looking out to sea yet?
No, not yet. Okay. I mean, as I said, right now I'm in the hotel room watching The Godfather. Then we're going to go out. You see, it's much later here than in Britain. I know that might sound quite weird, but it's not like a normal phone. Whereas you're having lunch right there now. Now it's beer time.
Yeah, I know, understand about time differences. Yeah, I get that, yeah. Have you drank any large cocktails with an umbrella sticking out and taken a picture of it?
I've not.
Okay.
Only because I don't want to risk the ice. No, because I don't want to risk the ice.
Right, yeah. And have you met any holiday friends?
Yes, last night. Yes.
Was it a lovely couple from Birmingham?
No, it was a couple from Scotland.
Right.
From Aberdeen, who are now living in Australia. There's loads of Australians over here.
There are a lot, yeah.
But I, last night, when we were out in this bar, you know, the Zampers one I was telling you about, met a couple from Leeds.
Right, okay, so you're there with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, that's a perfect excuse to not speak to anyone.
She's having a lovely time.
I'm sure she is. Don't speak to people. I don't do holiday friends.
Don't do holiday friends?
No, what's the point? I don't want to speak to anyone on holiday.
Hmm. I know what you mean. Actually, it was me who made the introductions last night.
You're not ever going to speak to them again once this holiday's finished. You think you are, but you're not.
No. See, that's an interesting point, actually.
You
because
won't.
We were in the bus, we had a couple of beers together, and then it got to that awkward thing where we wanted to leave. So I actually can't remember what I said. Did we say we were going to stay in touch with a couple from Leeds last night?
Of course you did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. They've got the Facebook details and stuff.
Yeah, of course they have, yeah.
But I haven't had a friend request yet, so I don't know if that will happen or not. But it's all great. People out here are really friendly.
They're friendly, yeah.
It's all good. But the main thing here is everyone's just really, really friendly. Most importantly, I'm really enjoying it.
I'm really pleased. And you've got another week, yeah?
I know, it's great. So it's Monday today, isn't it? I've lost track of the day.
Oh, I bet you have. Don't even know what time it is.
But, mate, I really do feel like this travelling business is great, and it's good for me, and I mean, I'd like to think I've picked up a bit of a tan. I think, all in all, I think the changes that are going to happen are going to be hopefully good changes.
No, I'm really pleased. I thought you would like it. I thought you were being ridiculous by how scared you were or how much stress you were putting on yourself.
The key to doing travelling out here is just don't risk anything. I mean, don't drink fancy drinks and don't meet any animals. Don't do anything like that. And that's kind of what's seeing me through this at the moment. But I look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah.
And I'll bring presents back, and I'll contemplate a haggle on this wooden thing that I've seen for you.
Excellent. Thanks very much. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your time. It's good to catch up because people have been asking.
Yeah, I hope I have a job when I get back? I mean, that's one pressing concern that I have now, is that...
I mean, Jack and Dean are keen, I've got to be honest, but I think you'll be all right.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I miss you all, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
I'll see you soon, all right.
All right, mate.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Scott Mills here. It's just gone 2:10 on Monday afternoon. Are you looking for love? Are you single at the moment? Do you happen to be a farmer? You don't have to be. Got something for you after 2:30. Hey, listen. Last week's Innuendo Bingo video is doing really well. Jack and Dean, YouTubers, were on last week. They've got a new show tonight. They're one of the many YouTubers that have taken over Radio 1 on a Monday night. I just saw their tweet, actually, saying, Dan and Phil might regret this. So they're on tonight, Jack and Dean, 9 o'clock on Radio 1, their first show. But they were on earlier last week doing bingo. It was a good one. Video's online. Okay, here we go. I'm living proof that doing early breakfast on any radio station sends you a bit mad. And it's certainly happening to Sam Fraser on BBC Radio Solent. Oh, mad me. This morning, she was talking about catching up with her dear friend Jill in Blandford on Radio Solent. Well, when you're a teacher, you need to make the most of your time off, as you're about to hear. Ready? Jack and Dean, ready?
Mm-hmm. There we were, catching up with the old summer holiday news. And while we were having our drink... one of the teachers from the school that our children are at came over and said, "Oh, ladies, how lovely to see you." And said that his another of his colleagues was going to meet him. We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, there's a little bit of spit dang then there. That's nice.
yeah, you've had it for ages. I didn't want to say anything.
There you are. Sam Fraser on BBC Radio Sonnet catching up with her three friends in the garden there.
We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Absolutely lovely.
Lovely. So Jack and Dean from last week on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Check out their show tonight at 9 o'clock. If you can't listen live, it'll be on BBC iPlayer afterwards. And then, I mean, this is a real meeting last week. Sarah Harding, didn't she do well on Tumble? Off of Girls Aloud, obviously, as well. And Charlie Sloth, who was dressed all in orange. He looked like a Terry's chocolate one. Sarah Harding and Charlie Sloth playing Innuendo Bingo. He can get a lot of water in that mouth. Formula One next. This is a good one. Now, obviously, being an F1 driver is a difficult job. But I never knew they had to face this on the racetrack.
Fabulous question, because I think he has to look over his shoulder, he has to look in the mirror, Sebastian that is,
right,
and say,
look at his shoulder
hang
anymore.
On a second.
He's looking forward, he's the angles in front
look,
of him.
Look, he's locked up his braking, he's made mistakes, he got blown off today by a young guy.
Yeah, this is good now. Oh, everyone is soaking wet.
Oh my gosh,
this is out of control.
I'm just going to keep my eyes closed because I don't want to see it coming.
I would. I'd keep them closed.
It's breaking. He's made mistakes. He got blown off today by a young guy.
There we are. Sebastian Vettel there being overtaken by his teammate Daniel Ricciardo. Oh. That's a good video. Charlie Sloth and Sarah Harding and Jack and Dean online now. If you can't wait for bingo tomorrow, the videos are there for you. Another interesting partnership tomorrow in the absence of Chris, who's in Bali. So tomorrow, we've got Queen of Bingo, Gemma Kearney. Remember that laugh? You love it. With Sigma. I know. I think it could be good. Okay, I've just found out. Just one of Sigma, because there's two. So one of Sigma and Gemma Kearney tomorrow. What's not to love? Listen and watch.
Scott Mills. One.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a young farmer on the line. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Newball, on the west coast of Scotland.
And you're a young farmer?
I am, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I've got just the thing for you, Caroline.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Go ahead.
I found this commercial for something.
Okay.
So, Caroline, this is a horse and a dog talking to each other in this ad, okay?
Okay.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely.
City folks just don't get it.
City folks just don't get it.
Wow, well, I never knew that till now, but maybe that's exactly what we need. Is it like a Tinder for farmers only?
Right, they reckon this site in the US and Canada, which is only where it is at the moment, they reckon mm-hmm. it's responsible for one farmer wedding per week in America.
No way. We need to go over here then.
We need to bring it here.
Yeah, definitely.
City folks just don't get it.
We just don't get it. That's the thing.
Is it like uniform dating where you don't have to have a job where you wear a uniform? You can just be on there if you like people wearing uniform.
What, like you're just interested in farmers?
Maybe you're not a farmer, you just love farmers.
Maybe.
And you can still be on there.
I've not met many of them. Might be.
So are you on your farm right now?
I am. I'm looking out over it right now.
What have you got there?
Well, we've actually got loads of cattle and sheep. We've got two donkeys and two alpacas too.
Two what?
Two donkeys and two alpacas.
I'm obsessed with alpacas. They're amazing.
Oh, my God. They're awesome. They're so much fun.
So if I brought Farmers Only to the UK, would you be up for it? Would you be on there?
I'd give it a go, yeah. I'd give it a bash.
Because
you don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
That's right.
Catchy jingle.
See, there's a definite gap in the market here, and I'm going to take advantage of this.
Yeah, go up for it.
Do you want me to find you a male farmer?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm kind of doing the job of farmersonly.com before they even get to the UK.
Yeah, sorting out already. Right.
Wait one song, I'll have it sorted.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1, the Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hello. Are you a young farmer?
I am, yeah.
Okay, how old are you?
21.
And where do you live?
In Newry, Northern Ireland.
And what's on your farm, please?
Cows, chickens, goats.
Got everything, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you got alpacas?
Have I got what?
Alpacas.
What are those? Oh, yeah, with them too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know what they were, but you have got them.
No.
So you're single right now, Lee?
I am, yep.
Looking for love, potentially?
Potentially, yeah.
What would you say if there was a service especially dedicated to young farmers finding love with other young farmers?
I don't know if I want to date another farmer.
Here's Caroline. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Say hi to Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Caroline.
So Caroline's a farmer too, like you.
Yeah, she is. Pretty good.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to date a farmer, though. Burn.
I know, I didn't know that. Anyway, so there's this new service, Lee, called Farmers Only.
Right.
And it's a bit like that uniform dating where if you are a farmer, you can meet other like-minded people.
Cool.
Or if you just fancy farmers, you can be on it as well.
Yeah.
Ranchers, cowgirls, they're all on it. Thing is, it's not over here yet. It's only in the US and Canada.
Ah, no way.
So I'm just stepping in and trying to find a farmer love before they do it and come over here.
Yeah, you're being the middleman.
Right, okay, so if you two just have a bit of casual farm talk would be good. Caroline, I'll let you start.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, not bad.
How many cows have you got?
Quite a few. I don't actually know the exact number. That's really bad.
Right, right.
What kind of cattle are they?
I've got 64.
64. Are they dairy cattle?
They are, yeah.
They are? Huh? What about your goats?
What about my goats?
Yeah, what are they? What do they do?
Oh, they're just pets. They're pet goats. I've only have two.
We've got two as well. They're pygmy goats, though.
Oh, right, no, we don't do anything with ours. They just kind of eat the grass. Can you drive a tractor?
No, I wasn't allowed.
Right.
Lee, how many acres have you got?
Oh.
Jeez, about 25 to 26.
Oh, can be better.
How many have you got? Oh, sorry.
About 200.
How many have you got?
About 200, I think.
200.
All right, you win.
So Lee, what time do you get up in the morning? What's the first thing you do on the farm?
I am up at 6 in the morning. The first thing I do is...
Well, this getting farmers dating thing is really easy. Let's leave them to it, I think. Have a lovely chat. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, I didn't know that was going to turn into Young Farmers Top Trumps. That was George Ezra and Blame It On Me on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. There seems to be some kind of outrage in the farming community right now about Caroline not being able to drive a tractor. Not a real farmer! Only 25 acres, he's not a farmer, that's just a big garden, etc. It's all going on. Sorry, I would have warned you if I'd known that conversation was going to be awkward, so I do apologise if your cringe glands flared up even. And it starts to shine, and I see it
burn when you bring me sunlight. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, it looks like I'm now the go-to guy if you're a farmer looking for love. All right, Mills, can you find me a six-foot blonde with about 3,000 acres and no siblings? That's Rob ploughing in Yorkshire. God, I love the farmers. This is The Magician, Years and Years. Sunlight, June, it's Radio 1. 25 acres, I got bigger puddles, etc. It's all coming in. Oh, why has it always been done before? I really thought I was onto something here. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Right, so there's already a similar site in the UK, Muddy Matches.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I can't believe you don't know about it.
Well, how would I know about it? I ain't a farmer. I'm not a country-minded person, am I? So hang on a second. You've met your boyfriend on this site?
Yes.
It's for anyone that wants... he wants to meet someone country-minded, yes. And it can be, well, it's muddy people or country-minded people.
Yeah, you have to, like, rate yourself on how muddy you are. So
right,
you can be 0 or 100%.
How long have you been seeing your boyfriend?
2.5 months.
And how muddy is he, please?
25,
20. No. What?
He's not very out. He lives in the countryside, and that's about it.
Oh, is it a bit like uniform dating, where he's not an actual farmer, he just wants to get with one?
Yes.
All right, is it going all right?
Yeah. It's going good, thanks. Yeah,
I can't believe someone's thought about it already. It's so annoying.
You missed a boat on that one.
I really have. Again, as well. What's his name?
Will.
All right, hi, Will. Good.
A bit awkward.
No, it's all fine. It's not as awkward as the conversation I just had. And I think I said cringe flaps, which aren't a thing. I meant cringe glands.
Cringe flaps.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks, Scott.
Is it true that you live a mile apart from each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. I wish I was country-minded.
You should get on it.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really hope that the innuendo bingo that a couple of you have found from Friday night's Channel 5 Marston's One Ale of a Job programme is as good as you claim it's going to be. We're just trying to find it now. But if it's as good as you're saying on emails, it's going to be a great innuendo bingo tomorrow. So we've got one of chart-topping Sigma and also Gemma Kearney. Oh, it'd be good to have Gemma back on, the queen of bingo. So Sigma and Gemma Kearney on tomorrow's show. We always like to do the kind of random pairing on a Tuesday after the amazing collaboration of Charlie Sloth and Sarah Harding last week. We've got one of Sigma and Gemma Kearney on tomorrow's show for Innuendo Bingo. Some really good new clips that you lot are finding as well. Thank you for doing the work on that. It'll be tomorrow at 1:45 and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of things tonight. 9 o'clock on Radio 1 this evening, a brand new show. They were on Innuendo Bingo last week. Jack and Dean take over Dan and Phil's show, the vloggers. The boys exclusively play some behind-the-scenes footage of their new video. Loads of musics as well. 9 till 10 tonight, Jack and Dean, the vloggers, with their first ever show on BBC Radio 1. So be kind to them. And if you can't listen live tonight at 9 o'clock, that'll be on BBC iPlayer, obviously. Also at 9 on BBC 3 this evening, a special programme, Oscar Pistorius, The Truth. It's a documentary going behind the scenes of the Pistorius murder trial, following Reeva Steenkamp's parents as they prepare for the court case and interviewing them after the verdict is announced. That's on BBC 3 tonight at 9 o'clock. Radio 1 this evening, his new show, 10 o'clock, it's Hugh Stevens. Rag and Bone Man in session tonight. One Extra at 10 p.m. on digital radio, on your TV and on your mobile tonight. The freshest underground dance music with Monkey.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dev.
All right, Scott.
Yeah, I'm just considering offering Dev some money to go and do my training for Strictly today, because I've had enough.
I'll do it for free.
I've not had enough. I've just, you know, when you just reach a point of something where you're like, all right, well, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be all right tomorrow, but at the moment, I'm just really frustrated with myself.
Do you think they'd let me do it if I just showed up with a note from you going, yeah, look, yeah, Scott said it was all right, just here
Scott
to dance?
Scott says it's fine. Hi, Joanne. It's Dev instead of Scott today. Do you reckon you'd be any good at it? Yeah, I reckon you would.
Do you know what? I once went to a couple of salsa classes because I liked a Spanish girl.
Sure.
And there's something I realised quite quickly about salsa is that other guys are allowed to dance with your woman.
Yeah, they are.
You just got to stand there and go, ha, 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 yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. And they're usually the other blokes are really good and they like twirl them around and stuff. And yeah, it wasn't a good experience.
Well, it's like on Strictly when obviously some of the dancers and a lot of the celebrities are in relationships. And then it's just like, well, I'm sorry, but I am going to be dancing real close to your woman right now, starting now on this dancing show on competition. It's quite interesting.
It requires more maturity than I've got, Scott.
So, does it?
Yeah.
Right. Would you be like, get your hands off her?
I was trying to, but he was very good and light on his feet, though. I'm still talking about the Spanish bloke who whisked away the Spanish girl I quite liked. So.
Can you do salsa, then?
No, I learnt, like, two moves.
Oh.
Like, the sort of two-step thing that you do, yeah, and a bit of a twirl. That was it. Got bored after that.
It's more than I've done. Got 2 weeks now. 2 weeks.
It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be
all right. Sure. Let's play Real or No Real.
Yeah.
Dev is in for Greg James today. and we've got a different voice of Real or No Real today. It's Newsbeat's Rick Kelsey on a tryout for his first time on Real or No Real.
Before Google was called Google, it was called Backrub.
It was called Backrub.
Before Google was called Google, it was called Backrub.
That's a rubbish name. But then, actually, is Google a rubbish name?
Yeah, it's true.
It becomes just the name and you accept it, don't you?
Can you imagine, like, walking into a boardroom full of, like, investors and going, right, guys, got a brilliant idea for an internet web page. You probably would have known what it is by then.
Yeah.
It's a search engine and we're going to call it Google.
I know.
We wouldn't be lining up to throw money at you, would they?
No.
I'm probably going to end up sounding like more of an idiot than usual here, but I think I remember an advert on telly a few years ago that said what the name of Google was before it was called Google, and I don't think it was called Backrub.
It's quite a bad name.
I'm saying no real on that one.
But it's like bands, isn't it? I mean, One Direction isn't the best name.
That's very true.
Is it?
No, you're right. It's quite a poor name, actually, but...
Same difference. Isn't the best name. Sorry, I didn't mean to compare the two.
No, I was going to say, they've sort of experienced different levels of success, those two bands, haven't they?
Little Mix is not a good name.
It's true. Or you're going to get the Little Mixers after you now.
I know, but it's like... But now, it's just like, that's it. That's the thing. It's
take
like,
that!
Take that awful name.
Yeah.
But was Google called Backrub? I think this is probably ridiculous enough to be true. So you say no real?
Definitely going no real.
I'm saying real.
That one. Is real.
Oh, see, I knew it. I was going to sound like an idiot.
Other search engines are, of course, available. The system checked backlinks to estimate a link's importance, and that's why it was called Backrub. Good. I'm glad they changed it to Google, though, because that's much better. And next.
The sign language equivalent of a tongue twister is known as a finger fumbler.
Whoa. What?
Okay, so in sign language...
Right.
You know, like, when you and I are speaking, it's called a tongue twister when you can't get your tongue around it? In sign language, when you're using your hands, it's called a finger fumbler.
You know who we need
to
clarify this? Who? Mr. Tumble. He'd be good.
I love him.
I love Mr. Tumble. He texted my show the other day.
Did he? Mr. Tumble?
We think it was him. Because his real name's Stephen, right?
Yeah, but why would you not ring up and check?
Well, we did, and we rang up and it just went straight to voicemail. And whoever was on the voicemail said, hi, this is Stephen, blah, 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 whatever.
Is his name Stephen?
I think so. Could that be a real or no real in future?
I'm going to need to check that because I'm not sure it's Steve and I think you might have been ad there, mate.
Who would pretend to be Mr. Tumble?
That's true. I'm just pretending to be here. Hang on. No, it's Justin. I knew it.
Oh.
Hi, my name's Steve and I'm Mr. Tumble. Why would you do that? No, it's Justin, yeah. Up.
Someone's quite bored, aren't they?
He's minted, you know.
Is he really?
From Mr. Tumble, yeah.
I realised this the other day that you can't really say anything bad against Mr. Tumble because you have like an army of nursery kids coming to beat you up.
Do you know who were also minted? The Wiggles.
Shut up. Really?
They are multi millionaires in their primary coloured jumpers.
We're in the wrong game, Scott. That's what it is. Yeah. Going after the wrong target audience.
They're so rich. Like, I think they're on like the Australia rich list.
Like the Australian Forbes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Serious. That's real. But in sign language, is it called a finger fumbler?
Nah.
No, absolutely not.
I'm going no real now.
No real.
That's real.
What?
Is it really? That is a great fact.
Who thinks it's a finger fumbler?
Oh, sorry, a finger fumbler there. And next on Real or No Real.
A baby peacock is called a chickpea.
These are brilliant ridiculous today.
These are really messing with my brain and what I know to be true.
So this is a small peacock. Have you ever seen a peacock try to fly?
No, never.
It's a bit like a turkey flying. It's really unelegant. I mean, not that turkeys... Do turkeys fly?
They sort of
But they look like... Yeah, but you know like how kind of like all over the shop turkeys are? Same, but imagine it flying.
I used to live next to a peacock.
There was
there was like a sort of like petting zoo farm thing.
You left next to a petting zoo?
Well, yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
In my childish, when I think back to my childhood days, yeah, it was. It was like they had like goats and stuff and peacocks.
Turkeys do fly. That's terrifying. Yeah. Is a baby peacock called a chickpea? No, I'm saying no real.
Do you know what? I've gone against my first instincts every time, so I'm saying this one's real.
That is no real.
Oh, come on!
Dad, it's not going well, is it, having a mare?
Come on!
Nearly, though, they are called pea chicks.
Ah.
But not chickpeas.
Pea chick.
And finally...
Rita Ora loves Tabasco sauce and pours it on everything she eats. She even has her own bottle of it in a handbag for emergencies, which is personalised with her name on the label.
Now, I do like people that take their own condiments everywhere, yeah, in their bag.
I'm crazy for condiments.
But do you take them with you?
No, I've never got that bad before.
I went through a stage of being obsessed with garlic mayonnaise, and I would carry a small, just a small one of it around in my man bag. But then it exploded one day and looked like a right mess. So I stopped that. But does Rita Ora just carry around Tabasco sauce?
I can kind of see it.
Do you know what? I was in this cafe the other day right near Radio 1 and I did see somebody bring out, you know those like mini tomato ketchups?
Right.
I did see someone bring that out of their bag and I was like, that is canny. I like it.
What's your favourite condiment, Scott?
Brown sauce.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hesitate straight away.
Yours?
I'm going to go good old English mustard.
Oh, no, I don't like mustard.
Like it on everything?
No.
Like it on pretty much everything.
But does Rita Ora have her own Tabasco sauce? It's even got Rita's Do Not Touch on it. You know, like when you're a student.
You put your name on the orange juice?
Yeah, well, no, you have like, obviously you're sharing a house and you have like your own shelf, don't you, in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then you get really territorial. This is my milk, do not move it, or I will it will become a police matter. Rita Ora's Tabasco sauce, real or no real?
Real?
I'm saying real as well. I can imagine this, although I've never seen the evidence of it myself.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yes.
At least one. I'll tell you what you don't see anymore. Do you remember when tomato ketchup used to be dispensed from an actual tomato in cafes?
No, but I actually... Yes, Dev, that is an incredible...
So not an actual tomato, so a tomato-shaped dispenser is what I meant to say.
A squeezy tomato, like a plastic squeezy tomato, yeah? Wow, that's good. Keep a lookout for those, because when you see one, it's brilliant. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I did surprisingly well. I got 30. Dev, just the 10.
Yay!
Just the 10 there. Back to Rita Ora's Tabasco sauce. She writes Aura on it in permanent marker. She doesn't. But she does apparently even like it on fruit and cereal. Ugh. That's weird. What's on today, please?
Stuff and things.
Okay, well, I can tell you that Rita and Iggy Azalea are on Grimmy's show on Friday, so at least I kind of promoted something there on the station. All right, see you at 4 then.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those were the best bits of Monday's show. Join us on Radio 1, 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Another random Tuesday booking for Innuendo Bingo, 1:45. One of chart toppers Sigma and Gemma Kearney.
Scott Mills.
Yes. ABC Radio 1.